Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 2, 2026. Gloucester's new mayor has been sworn in, and Peabody and Salem will be swearing in its new officials on Monday. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, upper 20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:35 a.m. and 10:20 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, new local officials in Peabody and Salem will be sworn in on Monday following November's municipal elections. In Peabody, the city will swear in city councilors. In Peabody, the city will swear in city councilors, new school committee members, and other recently elected officials during an inauguration ceremony January 5 at Peabody City Hall. The event will start at 7 p.m. in the Wigan Auditorium. Mayor Ted Betancourt will also give a State of the City address before the swearing-in ceremony, when he will officially begin his 8th term as mayor. Next door in Salem, Mayor Dominic Pangallo will be sworn in, along with city councilors and new school committee members, during the city's inauguration ceremony at the Peabody Essex Museum on Monday. The event will start at 10 a.m. on January 5 in the PEM Atrium at 161 Essex Street. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Mayor-elect Paul Lundberg took the oath of office on New Year's Day in an inaugural ceremony at Gloucester City Hall. The ceremony Thursday included the swearing-in of city councilors and school committee members who prevailed in November's general election. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie of the Newburyport Daily News reports that with the year's end, candidates in Newburyport's recent mayoral race were required to make their financial disclosures regarding expenditures and contributions during their campaigns. November's election saw incumbent Mayor Sean Reardon defeat challenger Ward 5 City Councilor Jim McCauley, with Reardon garnering 3,518 votes and McCauley getting 3,211. McCauley did not come up short due to a lack of contributions. According to the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, McCauley received $36,417 in contributions, while Reardon received $23,980 over that same period of time. And Jackie Menino reports on itemlive.com, a record of 60 people aged 17 to 24 participated in the Haven Project's on-site job training program at Land of a Thousand Hills Coffee Company in 2025. This is in Lynn. The program, which launched in 2016, takes place at the cafe on Monroe Street, where 100% of the proceeds go to the Haven Project. While there is a cafe manager and two baristas on staff, everyone else behind the counter is a Haven Project client. The job training program teaches young people experiencing homelessness foundational workplace skills, such as communication, time management, and understanding workplace norms. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, not a lot of action in North Shore sports on New Year's Day. However, the St. Mary's boys hockey team lost 4-2 yesterday to Xaverian. The Spartans are now 3-3 on the season. Today in North Shore sports, the Salem High School boys basketball team will host Haverhill at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow night, the Gloucester High boys hockey team will host Marblehead at the O'Malley Rink with a 6 p.m. faceoff. And the Gloucester girls hockey team plays at Beverly tomorrow afternoon at 4. The Celtics beat Sacramento 120-106 last night. Tomorrow night, their road trip continues at the Clippers. The Bruins were off last night, and they play Saturday night in Vancouver. The Patriots close out the regular season Sunday afternoon when they host Miami. Kickoff on Sunday is at 4:25 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.